The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So I'd like to start with a guided meditation that's going to start with a dear being, move to ourselves, neutral person, person we have difficulty with. So this is going to be kind of on the longer side, maybe half hour or so, just to let you know. And given that this is right after lunch, it's very highly likely you will get sleepy, and that's okay. So a couple of things you can do about it if that happens. One is to notice that you're sleepy, and there's nothing wrong with it. You can either give in and let yourself take a nap, and that's okay. If you're sleep deprived, maybe that's the kindest thing to do. If you want to stay awake, feel free to stand up. Open your eyes very softly, bring in light, and stand up and do standing meditation. There's nothing wrong with standing meditation. In fact, it's a lovely form of meditation. I've done plenty of standing meditation. I might even stand up in the middle of this, actually, just to model it for you so you don't feel shy. It's perfectly fine. Sitting, standing, lying down, it makes no difference. Meditation is a practice of the mind. And if you're feeling sleepy right now, feel free to just stand up right now. In fact, I might stand up right now myself, just to model it. Okay. So whatever posture you're comfortable in, first maybe just move a little bit if you're sitting or if you're standing, whatever it is. Just embodying yourself, seeing what your body needs, if it needs any movement or stretching or anything. And then arriving in your body, letting your back be straight. Letting your muscles be soft and relaxed, as soft and relaxed as possible. Softening and relaxing your face, your neck, shoulders, hands, chest, abdomen, lower abdomen, groin area, bottom, upper legs, lower legs, feet, relaxing and softening everything. With every in-breath, bringing in more ease, kindness, energy, life. And with every out-breath, softening and relaxing some more, gently and kindly. And let the breath, in breath, out breath, let it move on its own, naturally, into the belly and out. The diaphragm moving. Letting the attention rest gently, receiving the movement of the breath with kindness. And what does that even mean? It means just a sense of receptivity regarding the breath as friendly. It brings in air, oxygen, life-giving breath. As if it's a good friend, you're happy to see this good friend, this breath. Oh, this breath, this good friend, hi. Softening, relaxing with every friendly breath, letting the attention rest. Receiving the sensations in the belly. Now I'd like to invite you to bring to mind someone for whom friendliness, care, kindness comes with ease. Maybe someone whom, when you think about, maybe you feel safe. You feel at ease. You feel comfortable. You feel their friendly gaze. Maybe even a smile shows up. Could be a good friend. Could be a parent. Could be a child. And it could be a young child, you know, children usually. It's easy to have affection for them, care, goodwill. And pets are perfect candidates for this category. Ideally someone who is alive and you don't have a complicated relationship with. Maybe someone you know a little bit and you just have a sense of goodwill towards them. They make you feel safe. Friend of a friend, anyone. As you go through the Rolodex, you can settle on somebody, it's okay. Bringing this person, this being to mind, to your mind's eye, as if they were sitting right in front of you. Getting a felt sense of this being, what they look like, what they feel like. And feeling yourself in their presence. And just letting yourself feel the goodwill, the friendliness. It doesn't have to be heavy-handed or big or enormous. Huge, electrifying, is just the simple feeling of goodwill, friendliness, ease. Be a light touch, and that's okay. And letting wishes for their well-being come from this feeling of goodwill. Simply reciting to yourself either the classical phrases or whatever works for you. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you have ease. The longer versions. May you be safe from inner and outer harm, dear one. May you be happy and have joy in your heart, dear one. May you be healthy and strong, dear one. May your life flow with as much ease as possible, dear one. Or simply saying, may you be well, may you be well. Or, I care about you. I wish you happiness. I wish you joy. Whatever feels right for you, let that be your sentence of metta. Goodwill. I wish you well. I wish you ease. I wish you happiness. May you be well. May you be happy. Whatever works for you. Keeping their image in mind, the image of this person or this being right in front of you, and letting the sentences, the phrases come out of that connection, whatever feeling comes up for you, if possible, feeling of connection, safety, goodwill. Some people are visual, so if you like, you can experiment with seeing your good wishes, perhaps being a cooling breeze that's bringing them joy and happiness and ease. Or maybe it's a light, it's a healing light that's making them happy, and this light maybe comes out of your heart with these wishes. A beautiful bright light that is you, that is inside of you, your goodwill. Just showering them with this. You can experiment with any images that you want or not. Explore. Or it could be goodwill dust, like fairy dust, being sprinkled, or whatever. It's okay to be creative with this as a stepping stone. May you be safe, may you be happy. Healthy, have ease. Safe. Happy. Healthy. Ease. now, let yourself be seen through the eyes of this being, of this person. How do they see you? What do they see when they look out of their eyes? How do they feel? Again, it's not you, it's them. How do they feel about you? Do they see you with care, with affection, with regard, with respect, with love, with warmth, whatever it is? Let them see you. Let you see yourself in this moment through their eyes. Let yourself be seen through the eyes of acceptance and care. This could be challenging, but hang in here if you can. Now, allow wishes of goodwill, of friendliness, kindness to be said from the perspective of your good friend, your dear person, to you, imagining them wishing you well. Maybe they say, I care about you, I want you to be happy. May you be happy. May you be happy. And just see yourself receiving that. May you be happy. May you be well. Or maybe they're saying the classical phrases for you. May you be safe. Maybe they call you dear one. May you be safe, dear one. They look at you and say, looking at yourself through their eyes, may you be safe from inner and outer harm. They say, may you be happy and joyful. And seeing yourself receive it. Seeing yourself receive it gracefully. Not saying no, no, no. Just imagine receiving this gracefully through their eyes, accepting the gift they're giving you. It's an act of generosity to accept a gift. May you be safe from inner and outer harm, dear one. Let it land. May you be happy and have joy in your heart. They're wishing for you. Let yourself receive it. See yourself receive it with a smile, perhaps. A nod of appreciation. Receiving the goodwill. May you be healthy and strong, dear one. See yourself receive it. Maybe there's a thank you. Thank you. May you have as much ease as possible in your life, dear one. May you be safe from inner and outer harm, dear one. They keep saying. And you keep sitting and receiving it with a smile, allowing it to land. Yes, thank you. Letting your heart be open, as much as possible. As much as you can let these good wishes in, letting it land. May you be happy and have joy in your heart. I care about your happiness. I wish you happiness. May you be healthy and strong. I wish you health. I wish you ease in your body. I wish all the good in the world in ease. Thank you. Letting it land. And I wish you ease. May you have a lot of ease, as much ease. May your life flow with ease, dear one. One more round together, seeing them, wishing you well. May you be safe, dear one. May you be safe from inner and outer harm. Seeing yourself through their eyes, seeing yourself receiving the goodwill. I wish you safety. Thank you. And I wish myself the same. I wish myself safety too. Joining your voice with theirs. Your goodwill, together wishing you the same thing. Yes, I wish myself safety also. Thank you. See if you like to experiment with putting your hand on your heart to receive their wish and wishing it for yourself. The next wish, as they wish you. May you be happy and have joy in your heart. Thank you. I wish the same for me too. I wish myself happiness. May I be happy. May I be happy and joyful. May I know true happiness. And they wish for you health. May you be healthy, dear one. You have strength in your body. See yourself receive that. Thank you. Thank you. I receive the goodwill, the good wish. And I wish myself the same. May I be healthy. May I have ease in this body. See them wishing you ease in your life. May you have ease in your life. May your life flow with so much ease. Your livelihood, your relationships. May it be easy for you. May life be easy, dear one. Taking that in. Thank you. I wish the same for me too. Thank you. May I have ease. May life be easy for me. May my livelihood, work, relationships, may there be ease. Joining your own voice now with theirs, wishing yourself well. As you wish for me to be safe, I too wish for myself to be safe. Still seeing both of you sitting together, your friend, your dear person holding you with a kind gaze. As you wish for me to be happy, I too wish to be happy. As you wish for me to to be healthy in this body. I too wish this body to be healthy. And as you wish ease for me in my life and livelihood and relationships, I too, I wish to have ease. May I have ease. As you have goodwill for me, as you care for my well-being, I care for my own well-being. May I be well. May I be happy. Seeing both of you holding you with kindness and care. And now you both hold each other. There's a field of kindness. May both of us be well. May both of us enjoy safety and happiness and health and ease. Maybe seeing that you wish it for them and they wish it for you, and hence it's a field. Wishing it for them, may you be safe and happy and healthy and have ease. They're saying the same for you. May you be safe and happy and healthy and have ease. The mutual loving society, sharing goodwill and care. And now, bowing to your friend, to your dear being, letting them go for now in your mind's eye, and then bringing to mind, inviting to mind someone whom you don't know well, and you don't have strong feelings about one way or the other. They're a neutral person for you. Be someone who works at a grocery store, or laundromat, or coffee shop, or a neighbor you see on the street. You may not find someone who's completely neutral, but that's okay. Someone who's relatively neutral. You don't know much about them. You don't know that much about their history, their background. They're just another human being, stand in for all of humanity. So bringing them to mind, this being, with as much clarity as possible. And realizing that this being, just like you, this being wants to be happy, this person. Just like you, this person has hopes and dreams. Just like you, they've experienced disappointment in their life. They've had sorrows, they've had loss. They've had disappointment and pain, physically, emotionally, sadness. Just like you, they've experienced joy and happiness and delight and hope. Just like you, they're object of affection of other people. And just like you, they care about others. They're people they care about. Just like you, they want to be happy. They don't want to suffer. In that way, you're the same. Just like you. Just like me. Just as you want to be safe, they want to be safe. They don't want to hurt. They don't want any ill to come their way. Just like you, they want the people whom they love to be happy. Just like you, they have a limited life. They're human beings on this earth for a limited time. They come and they go in this cosmic game. So just as you want to be happy, wishing for this person also to be happy, just extending goodwill with another fellow common human being, sharing common humanity, a fellow human being with whom you share common humanity. Just like I want to be happy, may you be happy. Bringing their image to mind as clearly as possible, to seeing their humanity. This could be you. You could have been born as this person. You didn't choose to be you. You didn't choose your parents. They didn't choose their parents, their genetics, all the experiences that happened in their life. Some chosen, some not. This could be you. This could have been you. Just as I want to be safe, may you be safe. Just as I want to be happy, I wish you happiness. Just as I want to be healthy, I wish you health. And just as I want ease in my life, I wish ease in your life. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you have ease. Keeping an image of this person in your mind's eye. And wishing them well. And now bringing to mind, oh, let's bow to this person, let them go for now. And now bring to mind someone with whom you have some difficulty right now. It doesn't have to be someone whom you have the most amount of difficulty, maybe one level or two down from that. Rather not call them the difficult person, because they're not difficult in of their own right. They're just another human being. Just happens that right now you're having difficulty with them. So bring to mind someone in your life, someone at work or social relationship or etc., or someone, a public figure. Someone you're having some level of difficulty. bring this person to mind. Again, let's not go for the biggest one just yet. Let's work our way up to that. Maybe someone who annoys you in some way. Bringing this person to mind, just like you brought to mind the neutral person, realizing that person you're having difficulty with right now, they are a daughter or son to someone, an object of affection for somebody. Maybe they're a brother or a sister, or a wife, or husband, boyfriend, or a friend to someone, or maybe their mother or father to someone. They're people who care about them, and they too care about others. Just like you, this being, this person wants to be happy, they don't want to suffer. Just like you, they've experienced pain and sorrow, disappointment, sadness. Just like you, they've known pain. Just like you, they've known happiness and joy. You are not so different from one another. And not to condone, this practice is not to condone the harm that has been done, or let them off the hook. It's not that. It's to separate the behavior from the humanity. Their behavior could be harmful, and yes, action may need to be taken about that. And yet they are human beings, to see their humanity. Not to objectify them and dehumanize them. Just see that they're human, just like you. They make mistakes, just like you. Just seeing their humanity and wishing them well, sharing goodwill and friendliness as much as possible, as much as available to you right now. Wishing them safety, and happiness and health and ease. Again, not condoning any actions or hurtful deeds, but just seeing their humanity. Just simply seeing their humanity and wishing them well, happiness in that way. So that your heart is clear. We do this practice for our own heart, so that our heart is devoid and clear of ill will, hatred. And all the pain that that causes. When there is ease in our heart, then it's easier to take action. Compassionate action that can look fierce even on the outside, but it doesn't come out of hatred. It comes out of doing what is right. Care and love for ourselves and others. So seeing their humanity, the humanity of this person, wishing them well, as much as available to you. Just opening to the possibility. I wish you safety. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you have ease. And this could be the edge of your practice, and it's okay. May not be wholehearted love fest with this person you're having difficulty with, but just seeing their humanity. And perhaps opening up to wishing them well someday. Seeing the common humanity. Now I'd like to invite you to bring to mind both your neutral person as well as your dear person, dear being at the beginning, as well as yourself along with the person you're having difficulty with. The four of you together sitting in a circle, bringing to mind the face and the image of each person. Yourself, your dear being, your neutral person, the person you're having difficulty with, and realizing that in a fundamental way, you're all human beings. You all just want to be happy and not suffer. You're all part of players in this cosmic game. You haven't chosen your genetic makeup, your circumstances of your birth, etc., and so many other things. Your temperament. And you're human beings in this body, living this life for a limited time. You just want to be happy. You just want to not suffer and do the best you can in this world. Realizing you're all in this together. And wishing ease and well. May we all be well in this journey, in this life journey, in this human journey. May we all have safety. May we all be safe from inner and outer harm, all four of us. You can look around and see each of the faces and conjure up your own. May all of us have happiness and a joyful heart on this journey, on this human journey. May all of us have health in our bodies. And may all of us have ease in our lives. May our lives flow with as much ease as possible. Maybe with either with words or just energetically holding the four of you in goodwill. Just sitting and breathing together, recognizing the common humanity. The joys and sorrows of this life. And letting that be an opening to tenderness for this human condition that we're all in. And letting a sense of kindness and goodwill come from that recognition. We're all in this human condition together. May there be ease and joy and happiness and health. The longest journey for all of us. And now extending the circle of four to include all the people in this room and all of their circles, the three people that they have in mind. So in your mind, including everyone in this room and their dear being, neutral being, and person they're having difficulty with. May all of us beings, may all of us be safe on this journey, on this life. Just the feeling of goodwill and friendliness, and just good wishes. Not wishing harm or wishing ill will, but the opposite. That's metta. It's very simple. Wishing well, not wishing ill, just wishing well. May all of us, may all of you, all of us, be safe on this journey. Be safe in this life, in this body. Enjoy safety. May all of us have happiness in our hearts. Oh, this big group. May all of us enjoy health. Be healthy. And may all of our lives flow with ease. Then extending further yet to include all of humanity and all beings, humans, animals, all life forms. Knowing that all beings also in this journey of their life, this miraculous journey called life, they don't want to suffer. Nobody wants to suffer. They all want to be happy and enjoy health and well-being. And extending that, may all beings everywhere enjoy safety. Knowing too well that that may not be possible in the circle of life. Predator and prey will continue and is part of nature. But just inclining our heart through good wish, through well-wishing, not attached to outcome, but inclining our heart to wishing well. May all beings be safe as much as possible. May all beings be happy. May all beings be healthy. May all beings everywhere have ease. It's just sharing your wish, that's all. Just sharing our goodwill, our good intentions for the world, not ill will, but friendliness. That's all. May all beings be safe. May all beings be happy. May all beings be free, including us. It's a long meditation, as I promised, with a lot of different parts to it. So, what I'd like to invite you to do now. Let's get into groups of three or four, and it'll be a conversation about what that was like, what that brought up for you. So I invite you to get into groups of new people you haven't worked with yet today. So either groups of three or four, and it's flexible. So go for it. And if you need a group, stand up, raise your hand, and a group will happen, will form. And it's a free flow conversation. Whoever wants to start will start. Basically, you talk about what that was like, what worked, what came up, what you observed, what was the edge. Just sharing as much as you want. And while one person is talking, it's best if other people hold space. So, yeah. So, and I will not, let's see, should I time or let it be free flow? Let this one be free flow. Is that okay? Experiment with that? Yeah? Okay. Well, let this be free flow. I'll just check in to see if the group needs more time, etc. Okay. Oh, and also, maybe we'll do this in a spiral. Actually, tell you what. Let's do this in a format that's a spiral. That's best. Okay. The format is this. One person will start. We'll share one thing about how the meditation was. Not an entire monologue, but just one thing. Like this aspect was really interesting, never experienced that, or this was an edge, etc. So share one aspect, and then the next person will share another thing, and the next person will share another thing, and they'll come back to you, and you'll share the next thing. And it's often, it could be inspired by what you heard. It might remind you, like, what something somebody else said reminds you, oh yeah, there was that aspect of the meditation that I totally forgotten, and that's my experience was. Does that make sense? So the spiral is one person will share one nugget, the next person will share another nugget, and then another nugget. So it's not a long, long monologue. It's kind of a short monologue, knowing that it will come back to you, and you'll share the next piece. Is that clear? Any questions about the format? Don't be shy. Okay, please start, whoever wants to start.